Runk.
All right. Well, I'll be in Augusta and North Charleston, among a bunch of other dates. Go to chrislea.com. I'm there next week, Augusta, or this week, Augusta and North Charleston. So get your tickets at chrislea.com. And the special at chrislea.com and a bunch of other cities. And my Australian date is on. My Australian dates are on tour. I'm in New Zealand. Anyway, this is the next. What episode is it? 378 of Congratulations. Crazy. Well, it is. Look, I, as you notice, I got this cowboy hat on. I don't really, the rest of me in that cowboy right now, but the insides are. You know what I mean? I went to Stagecoach, dude. I went to Stagecoach. And let me just tell you something, man. From years of making fun of festivals and Stagecoach and, you know, not even just Stagecoach, but just Ultra, making fun of Coachella. You know, my, and you know, if you've listened to the past few episodes, you know about me and going to Stagecoach and how it all came about. You know, my wife was like, I want to go. And I was like, oh, we'll see. And then Hardy hooked it all up and we went. I don't even know. I guess I could tell we get in the car Friday. It takes, and look, we're there for 3 days. Okay. You go to a festival for 3 days. That's basically your job. You have a new job for 3 days. And if you're not a singer, which you're not, I'm not, maybe you are if you're listening, but you're a festival goer and you work so hard there trying to have fun and also not have your legs collapse from under you because of either the dehydration or the wrong shoes. Okay? Now, I wore shoes I have. Okay? I wore shoes I have, which means I've worn them before, which means I've worn them quite a bit before. Yes, they're boots, and I've been in my boot era. I've been in my boots era. I've worn boots before. I've worn boots on stage, all right? I've got Red Wings. I even had Yeezy boots, which were so, they're comfortable, okay? Yeezy makes comfortable stuff. You got to understand Yeezy makes comfortable stuff, okay? The first day, I put my Red Wings on, and boy, was I country, man. I mean, we're talking, I look like Arthur Morgan, right? Look like Red Dead Redemption. And I had a black hat. My wife dressed me, dude. And I'm cool with it. My wife is like, what do you want to wear? What should you wear? And I go, you dress me. Like putting her to it. And she says, really? And I say, yup. She laid it all out on the bed. She says, which ones do you want to bring? And I go, all of them. Brought all the hats, brought all the shirts. Brought the t-shirts, brought the pants, and the boots, okay? So I put them on. She's in the room, by the way. So I put them on, and we went Friday. I put the Red Wings on, the Red Wing boots on, and I looked good. I had a black sweater on. She was like, don't wear the sweater. I was like, well, you know, you put the sweater in the back, so technically you did kind of, you know what I mean? You did kind of actually dress this, and so you shouldn't have put the sweater in the bag if you did. If I wasn't allowed to wear the sweater. So I wore the sweater. And hold on my phone. Whoops. Let me turn the ringer down. The boots were fine. All good. Second day, I was like, you know what? I'm going to put on a different outfit. Denim on denim, dude. Was killing it. Okay, second day, put the Yeezy boots on, and Kristen's friends were like, those are cool boots. And I said, yeah, and you know what's great? These are Yeezys, so they're comfortable. When I had the word comfortable come out of my mouth, I thought, I wonder actually if this is true, you know, because you walk all day. By the end of the day, my feet looked like a Sarlacc pit. Dude, my feet, the blisters... I'll send you a picture of it so we can put it up right here. I took a picture of it. It is the biggest blister you've ever seen in the world. Oh, it's so pink, dude. The back of his heel is so pink. It looks like you can fuck it. Yay, dude. Yay. Oh, dude. And guess what, man? I'm disgusting. I'm disgusting for that. It bled. Dude, I told her, I said, man, my feet are bleeding. She was laughing like I was not telling the truth. But one thing I am is country and a truth teller. Okay? And I took off my socks, red. Talk about Red Dead Redemption, dude. Dead. I mean, red. And then also, the next day, I had to put on regular shoes. I was not country anymore. I'm from my feet down. I put on regular shoes, took those shoes off the third day. Guess what? So fucking bloody. Disgusting. Put on four Band-Aids. We're soaked. So anyway, the picture of the blisters right here. And I made a little face out of it too here. I sent it to her friends just as a joke. Matt, let me just tell you. The country world, and now look, you know, I know these guys, right? I don't know Morgan Wallen really. I met him this weekend, but I know Ernest. I know Hardy. I met Jelly Roll this weekend. All the dudes, all right, and then a bunch of country, you know, singer Sarah Evans, and I don't know what I'm doing there. You know, look, hey. I just put the hat on. And for a second, I was like, am I fronting? But then I was like, man, it's kind of just like Halloween, you know? Even when country music singers dress up, it's kind of Halloween for them too, you know? Unless they're really on the ranch and with a rope and a cow and a horse. It's like, just wear sweats. You know what I'm talking about? So, So these guys, Hardy was nice enough to invite us, and it was so fun. His wife is absolutely amazing. He's amazing. The guy's such a talent. Like, I mean, they're all great. They're all on that stage for a reason. You know, Ernest is great. His voice is amazing. He's a killer songwriter. And we saw him too. Hardy's rock and roll, you know, and country. And I just love that, dude. I love that he's like, you know, really aggressive out there. And it's cool to see, man. And I'm watching him and I'm going, fuck yeah, dude. Me too. That's what I'm doing. And whatever he's saying, I go, me too. He says, I got up on the wrong side of the truck bed or whatever. I go, me too. He said, I made this rock song. I go, me too. You know what I mean? So... shout out to them, really, for making us feel great. My wife did a what do you call it? Shotgun beer with Hardy there. It was real country, man. She's from North Carolina. Anyway, the first night, dude, we went and we got there, and it takes so long to get to the fucking festival, dude. I don't know. The whole time I'm at the festival, I'm thinking, is this worth it? My feet, I'm 44. My back, dude. Have you ever walked for more than like 5 hours? It destroys you. You ever been around and not sat down? I'm not even going to say walking. You ever not sat down for 5 hours? Hey, dude, destruction. My lower back destroyed. My legs destroyed. I'm in a river of red. My feet bleeding. Destruction. Oh, hey, destruction. Hey, up! It's about that 5 hour mark, and I said to my friends, "Hey, is your body destroyed?" And they say, "Yeah, kinda." And I say, "Is it worth it?" And they say, "Well, we had a good time, you know." And I say, "Yeah, but it sucks now. I'm destroyed." You ever been around without sitting down for 5 hours? Yo, as a 44-year-old, you can't do that. So. The first night we were there, we were looking at Eric Church, we were watching Jelly Roll Killer. So good. And we get back to the car and I'm like, all right, let's go. The hotel's 15 minutes away from the festival, which, you know, I'm like, oh, this sucks. I thought it was closer, but because I'm like, I know it's gonna get hard. You think that's funny, babe? She's laughing. 15 minutes sucks when you're, because you know it's going to take so long to get into the festival, right? Hey, do you ever park at a festival? You're not there yet. You ever park at a festival? You could be in a different city. Being real. Being real. Being real. It's you're like, oh, I parked in 1C, but not in the city of the actual festival. Okay? So I went to, so we got out, we left and got in that car, drove. I say, hey, night went off without a hitch. I said to my wife, hey, put the address of the hotel in the thing, so in the navigation, so we can get there, because I don't know where the hell I am. I'm in Indio, you know? And she says, okay, does it. And by the way, she does the thing where I like to use the car navigation because it's part of the car. I'm driving the car. I want to use the car navigation. And she's always like, no, use Apple Play because it switches to the – you can't use the navigation because it's hard because we're using Apple Play. We have to switch back to the navigation. I go, all right, fine. We'll do it your way. She clicks it. We go to the – you know, we're driving and they do the thing where they shut down roads, right, for no fucking – I don't give a shit that there's 100,000 people there. The cops do it just cause. They, oh, there's a festival. Well, we got to shut some roads down. We got to make it so they got to go this way. You know? Well, they can't go this way now then because it's going to be too easy and they won't be. They think we're fucking more. They're too, and we are, right? They're too dumb. So make them all go this way. Siphon them all into this way. Siphon them. So we're all getting siphoned, you know? And we go to, we start taking a drive back to the hotel. And we can't take a right to go to our hotel. So I go, oh, fuck, we got to go a different way. Cops are just, you know, doing the thing where they're. And I go, I'm driving. You watch the cop go by as you drive by. Oh, fuck, that was my fucking exit. All right, well, whatever. I'll get it up there. It always goes right up there, too, you know. You get to the next one, you go right. Then you get to the next one, you go right. You make it a circle, right? And you go to the next one to make right, which was the right you were going to make in the first place, but now you're making the third right, and you're going back to the place that you wanted to go to. It's blocked off. So you go, oh, fuck. God. By the way, 9 extra minutes, okay? So you go, oh, I can't make a right. What the fuck? But we need to take a right into the thing so we could take another right back into the place where I could go to the... All right, you know, I'm going to keep going straight. I'll keep going straight, and maybe there's another way to do it. I tried 4 different ways. Couldn't get to the hotel because it was completely blocked off. Now, I'm pissed, okay? Now, I'm already pissed. My feet hurt to high heaven, okay? And I'm like, this is absolutely terrible. But, okay, whatever. I get to the point where I'm like, I got to ask this fucking cop. Like, what the fuck, dude? Okay? And, like, it's a cop, so I'm not going to... I don't want to get arrested, you know? And I'm like, I'm sitting there. Is there a shooting or something, you know? Why is everything blocked off? Roll down the window of the cop. Hey, excuse me. Sorry, officer, but we got to get in there, which is the blocked off area. And he says, you can't. You're a resident? And I said, well, we're staying in there. So, I mean, like, we don't live there, but the hotel's in there. So we got to go that way. He's like, nah, you got to turn around, go until you see the 111 and then take the 111 and that's how you get there. And I say, all right. You know, you don't want to, you're holding up traffic. Say, okay. Then you look at the 111. Where's the 111? Oh, the 111 is 5 minutes away. So I'm like, hey, that's in my head. I'm like, that's the wrong way. What the fuck is this cop talking about? All right. What is this cop talking about? So now we go up and turn around and take to the next left. I'm trying to take a left back into the way to get to the hotel. The lady cop now and another cop. There's a lady cop and another cop. And I say, hey, listen. He says, yeah, you got to turn around. I say, buddy, that's what the last cop said. We need to get in there because we're staying in there. And they said, well, it's locked off till 2. And oh, shit, it's only 12:30. Okay? So now I'm like, for an hour and a half, we just got to be circling? You know? So I try to go another way. The cop says, nah, it's blocked off. It's blocked off. So, dude, imagine me in this situation. I just want to get home. I'm so tired. I call the hotel. I said, Kristen, get him on the horn. It's the hotel's fault. They don't know how to get there. There's no access to get there. They should have prepped us. Okay? Call the hotel. Dude, the way the guy picked up, hello, how may I help you? I'm blood curdling. Like, don't know something. Like, hey, bud, know something's up. Right? Just, hello, how may I help you? Renaissance Hotel. Everything's all good. No, it's not, dude. Everything couldn't be more chill. We're absolutely chilltastic. What's up? How may I help you? How may I help you enjoy your stay? I'm not enjoying my stay. In fact, I'm not even staying right now. I'm driving. I keep circling. So I try to calm, you know, because it's not the guy's fault, right? So I say, hey, buddy. Hey, man. I got to, you know. It's blocked off. So how do we get in to the hotel? Because everything's blocked off. And the guy says, excuse me? And I say, oh, in my head, I'm like, we're going to play that game. Okay. So here's the deal. We can't get to the hotel. So it's blocked off. So what's going on? How do we get into the hotel? Because surely we're not the first call you've gotten about this, right? And he says, oh, no, I haven't heard about it. Now, I have to check if I'm dead, right? I have to check if I'm dead because I'm so pissed off, right? And I have to feel my pulse. And I say, yeah, but everyone's staying at your hotel. It's full. And I can't get there, which means other people can't get there. It's blocked off. So what's going on? And he said, I don't know. And I said, so you know. So what is it? And he says, I don't know. There was a fire far away, but I don't think it's the fire. He says, is there a shooting or something? He says, I don't know. I say, hang up. We hang up. Dude, Kristen's friend from the back seat, after an hour and 15 minutes, says, hold on. Is the right address in the thing? And I say, what? I say, huh? She says, is the right address in the... And I was like, what are you talking about? She said, it's 444-000. And I said, is it? We look. Dude, Kristen put the fucking address of the festival into the goddamn Google. Dude, she put the address of the festival when we were leaving the festival. Here's the kicker, dude. The parking was so far from the festival that it just seemed normal. It was 15 minutes to the fucking festival from the parking space. Dude. And 15 minutes to the hotel. So I'm just driving, just circling the festival, trying to argue with cops that I live in the festival. No, dude, wait, it's blocked off. I'm trying, this fucking guy, right? Who's that fucking, did you see that sitcom actor? Trying to get it to the festival like he's saying he lives there. No, we got to go in because we live there. We live under the stage. Dude, I was so mad, and I go like this. No, well, that's not what happened. I said to my wife, dude, I yelled a little bit. It didn't seem like I yelled to me, but it seemed like I yelled to... Sometimes you do this thing as a guy where you don't think you're yelling, but women think you're yelling, you know? And I get it. If you're in a small car with them and you raise your voice, it seems like you're, you know, you're yelling. So, you know, it's all good, and we got it worked out, and we stayed, and we still had a great time. What did I do when I got back to the hotel? Oh, dude. I was like, maybe I am yelling, you know, because her friends thought I was yelling too. And I was like, oh, fuck, I'm outnumbered, you know. I was like, fuck, I got an anger problem. Crystal wasn't even in the room. She was with her friends because she was like, fine, I won't even be near you. So I was like, okay, so I'm like in my room. And I fucking looked up straight up anger management classes. Like, I was like, I maybe I'll just get into anger management. Well, what could it hurt? What could it hurt? So I sign up for anger management classes. Dude, and they're like, text with us. And I'm like, oh, this will be great. I don't even have to talk to anyone. I just text with a person that's like going to, I could just say like, and then this fucking happened. Yeah, we were circling the festival for three. Could you believe for an hour? Guess what the address was? The address of the festival, not the hotel? The guy's just, it's 3 a.m. The guy on the other side, yeah, man, let's turn it in, huh? They thought we lived in the festival. So, Hardy was nice enough to invite us, and then we're driving around like fucking assholes. With my cowboy hat on, just like. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to sign up for the thing. And, you know, it does the thing where it's like, sign up for this thing, free. And I'm like, ah, free. All right, fine, you know, I'll try it out. Like, just one more page away, you know, into your free classes. I go, oh, shit. All right. Click it. There was like four times that I had to click. And then on the fifth one, it said, now, 50 bucks if you want the thing to talk to the person. Well, I got so mad. Like, it made it worse. Hey, you fucking crooks, it made it worse. So now I'm so pissed off. Then I got an app. Oh, this is so funny. Then I got an app. Hold on. That's called Quit Anger. And I paid for it. It's like a $10 app, like a fucking sucker. Cause I'm like, well, they pissed me off so much. The $50 thing pissed me off so much that I was like, I'm going to give the money to them. And okay, I'm getting an app and they're being transparent about it. So I'm buying it. So there's an anger log, dude. This is the anger. So I logged my anger. I'm going to start logging my anger. So it says anger level. And I wrote 9. Dude, and Kristen's like, you get stressed at a 3. You think that, and I get stressed at a 9. And I'm like, no, dude, a 3 is a 9. She doesn't understand a 3 is a 9. So it says triggers, and I put relationship disputes. That's what the one you could pick, one of those. That was the closest one. Then it says warning signs. Dude, these are the warning signs. Like, I don't know. You know how I know I'm angry? I'm fucking furious. I like warning, like who doesn't know they're angry when they're angry? When they're angry, that's you feel like, you know, you're in that band. What's that band? Fucking Slipknot, you know? These are warning signs. Faster heartbeat. These are the ones I checked off. Being unable to relax. Okay? Here's the third one. Feeling hot. Here's the fourth one. Resenting other people, which I was doing. And they're not going to say anything. In the back, and they're not going to fucking yell at you with me? Okay. I get you're on her side, but you know she put the wrong fucking directions in and how sour horseshit it is to put the festival location when we're leaving the festival. Nobody opens their eyes? Yell at her, please. So then the fifth one, feeling tense or nervous, which I wasn't nervous, I'll tell you that much. I was tense, though. Then being easily irritated. And then, dude, this one I like, tense muscles. And then the one that really drove it home, which I was like, oh, this is the one. Feeling overly critical of someone. Which even when I clicked that one, I was like, well, I wasn't really overly critical, right? It was a big, stupid, fucking dumb, dumb mistake from a dumb, dumb dummy, right? She's not a dummy, but I, you know. Then it goes response, and this one you have to type in. So I'm like, oh, I gotta be creative. I can't even pick one. Response: I raised my voice at my wife. Dude, I'm 44. I'm a successful comedian, and I'm at Stagecoach, and like, we got all hooked up, and I'm in the hotel bed alone. I raised my voice at my wife. Is typing "I raised my voice at my wife" into a Quit Anger app that I paid $10 for? And I just ate a fucking Hershey bar too, like a piece of shit. Then it outcome. Then they make you type it in, and I write it. I write. She was I write. She was embarrassed in front of her friends, and so was I. Aww. Oh, baby. Don't even all. You're making it worse. Shut the fuck up, straight up. Dude, I put, oh, God, man. And I was a little embarrassed, man, because, like, you know, women will do this thing where they think yelling is, like, the same thing as getting trapped in a dungeon for a year, you know, and, like, whipped and, like, abused, you know. Like, he yelled at me. And you got to be like, oh. You can't even be like, well, what'd you do nowadays? You know, if could you, every dude knows what I'm talking about right now. Dude, if your wife put the wrong fucking direction and just let it ride for an hour and 15 minutes. Well, she's a navigator. She's a navigator. I'm the driver. She's a navigator. And you, every dude knows what I'm talking about. Dude, and in this day and age, you can't even be like, well, what'd you do? Well, what'd she do? You know why? Because you're part of the problem. Right? Even though you know the problem is putting the wrong directions in a fucking thing. Hey, what'd you do? Right? We're in a culture where people think that going from here to, well then what? Well, then what'd you do? Is straight up Ike Turner shit. Hey, dude, if you don't whisper during an argument, you are an abuser. So now I'm like, what was I even fucking saying right there? What was I talking about? I don't know.
Well, the reason I was
Oh, dude, that was crazy. I was heated. Yeah, I was heated. Okay, so earlier on in the day, the hotel was like, I understand you just wanted to relax, and so did I. No, I don't know. I feel more at home when I'm fucking, my muscles are tense. And the hotel, she wanted to be next to her friends. She put the fucking, is this even a good podcast? I don't even know. But I'm just, this is too much. I'll go into some gratefulness after this. But dude, when we got there, I found out my wife called ahead of time to say, hey, no stress on the king bed. Can we just make sure to get next to each? Oh, no. Can we make sure to get queen beds? Because our friends are going to stay with us, which is fine. I'm fine doing that. Like, it was going to be us in a queen bed and then them in a queen bed, which is cool. Whatever. Fucking party. So I didn't know she did that, though. And we're driving there. And she's like, I got to call them and tell them, never mind, because Allie got a room. And I say, never mind about what? And she's like, to switch back to the king bed because I had requested for two queens. And I go, oh, you fucked us. Oh, congratulations, you played yourself. We're fucked. We'll be lucky to be sleeping on a cot, you know? We're going to have to sleep in the lobby. Oh, this is great, dude. We'll sleep outside the hotel, right? Because, you know, you don't want to ask for anything extra, especially when you know it's going to be sold out weekend at a fucking hotel. They're going to fuck you, right? And so she calls and says, hey, can you put a note on and say, never mind, we want the king bed? We get there. We get the thing. Of course, we have two queen beds. Now, we're next to them, though. So that's cool. At least we're next to her friends. But we have two queen beds. Yay, dude. Two grown adults sleeping in a queen bed. Yay. That's okay. But we're used to Kelly King. But it's all right, though, dude. But okay. So now I say to her, this is kind of sucks. Maybe we see if we get a king bed. She's like, okay. Go down and see if we get a king bed. But see if we can get one close to the friends. And as I'm walking down, I'm like, does she know how life works? You want to just switch to a room on a Friday, a stagecoach in a sold out resort that you think that you could just get the next, people are already in there, dude. People have been fucking and showering. Okay. So I go to downstairs and I say, hey buddy. So look, my wife called. I didn't know she did this, but she called and put a note in the thing about the two queen beds. And then she called to say, never mind. And he says, oh yeah, no, I see the note about the two queen beds. And I was like, yeah, but then she called and had a note about the never mind, and I have to take that off the note. And he said, oh yeah, well, that's not in here. I said, well, listen, of course it's not, because that's how things happen. But she did, and she ruined it, and can we just make sure we get the, and he says, ah, let me see, dude, they think they're 10 minutes. He's just what is for 10 minutes. He says, got you one, boom, on another floor. Okay, I go, hell yeah, king bed. I go look at the hotel room. It's cool. It's cool. It's better, right? So now I'm like, all right, well, we're going to get in this one. Plus, they were probably going to, you know, charge me for the extra. They're going to get away with some bullshit, you know? So I go to, I go to up there and I say, babe, got the king bed. She said, where is it? I said, it's on the 7th floor. And she says, no, I want to be near my friends. Dude. And I was like, how many times are we going to change this? And she was like, no, but I want to be close to my friends. I said, okay, well, would you rather be close to your friends or would you rather be in a king bed? And as I said this, I was like, she's going to say she wants to be close to her friends. And I'm going to have to go back down. And I'm going to have to not yell, dude. This is so bullshit that I'm in this situation. I got to go down again because something she created. I got to go down again, dude. And I don't get to yell about it because if I do, Mike Turner. If I yell, dude, I'm an abuser. So she's like, I want to be close to my friends. And I go, okay. Okay. I go into the elevator. By the way, the room, dude, is so cocksucking far from the elevator that I need a snack. Dude, it's so far from the elevator that I need one of those fucking sticks that I'm with the bandana tied with some snacks in there. I'm trying to keep it together. And let me tell you something, dude. On the inside, I feel like I am. On the outside, I look like Behemoth. Right? I look terrible, right? I'm like anime going Super Saiyan. And I go back down and I say, hey, so listen, I'm sorry, but, and I couldn't even be like, you know, women, because the guy was fucking gay, you know? I wanted to be like, hey, bro, I don't know if you're married, but these chicks, because he basically was one, you know? So now I'm like, I can't even be mad to this guy, dude. Hey, so here's the deal. My wife sent me back down here, and she wants to actually have the first room that we got. I know. And he says, oh, well, did you go into the second room? And I said, huh? And he said, well, did you look at the second room? And I said, why? And he said, because if you stepped in that second room, that's where you have to stay. You can't go back to the first room. Now, that's the biggest horseshit of all of this so far. And guess what I did? I took so many steps in that room. I took so many. I walked around that room like I was going to purchase it as a condo. I had my hands in my pockets and looking out at the view. I was like, this room really is better. And I said, oh, I didn't even, I looked at him and I said, well, I didn't even go in it. And he said, all right. What kind of fucking bullshit room is that? By the way, it's not even a rule because we went in the first room and you were going to change it. So change it back. So she knew I was heated. I was trying to keep it together. And I did kind of keep it together, except for when she put in the fucking thing about the wrong address. That was when I was like, oh, it's too much. Can't yell at a woman, though, huh? They'll write a whole blog about you. Can't yell at a woman. You should be able to yell at a woman. And you should be able to yell at a man. And you know what I wished when the address thing happened? I was sitting there. I had the thought, this is how so fucking stupid I am. I'm like, I can't yell like I want to. I wish it was my friend that did this. I'm like, I wish fucking Mike was here so I could just be yelling at him at the top of my lungs and then we could go eat some fucking chicken or whatever, you know? Dude. I mean, I signed up for fucking anger management classes, you know? All right, guys, let's take a break. I want to talk to you about, look, it's tough to make a podcast. It's actually very hard. I got to get everyone together. We record it, do post-production. We put it all together, and we release it every week. We do the Patreon stuff. You get the idea. I have to come up with topics. It's a lot. If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. Like us, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. ShipStation is the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates wherever you sell online. When you optimize your shipping process and connect to a network of expert partners, you reclaim valuable time for what truly matters, and that is growing your business. That's what's important. Merch, for me, is an important part of our brand here, and ShipStation helps run it on time. It's easy to use dashboard, makes managing orders, smooth label printing, reporting, and customer service easy. You can save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% of UPS, DHL Express, and USPS rates. There's 130,000 companies that have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of the companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. So, dude, that's like 98% is basically 100%. You know what I'm saying? ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code CONGRATS to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code CONGRATS. We were there, dude, and Hardy was like, hey, come with us. I said, what's up? He was like, Willie Nelson. We're going to go meet Willie Nelson. And I go, oh, shit, really? He's like, yeah, he's 91. And I'm like, oh, my God. I just saw a picture of Clint Eastwood. He's 94. What the fuck does Willie Nelson look like? And he said, yeah, you don't know how long he's going to be around. And I was like, yeah, no, I know. He's like, I don't mean to be morbid. I'm like, no, I get it. This might be one of his last concerts. He's like, come on, let's meet him. You got to wear a mask. And I'm like, what? You got to wear a mask. He's 91. They don't want him getting COVID. I'm like, we're outside. All right, give me a fucking mask. We put the mask on. We get out there. We're watching Willie fucking Nelson, dude. Now, I've heard Willie Nelson my whole life. My dad loves Willie Nelson, you know. He's 91. And he's up there just, you know, in front of 70,000 people just playing the guitar, singing and shit. Kristen, I'm standing with her and Hardy, and Kristen just hits me and goes, hey, look, Kristen plays this game. We play this game where we're like, hey, look, it's Sylvester Stallone, and it's just some guy with muscles, you know, and we're like, ah, it's funny. She says, hey, look, next to you, psst, Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple. And I look over and I'm like, hilarious, this is some older guy, you know, with a polo on. And then I'm like watching Willie Nelson and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm at a place. I'm like backstage. This is totally a place where Tim Cook would be. You know? I'm like, this is a place where the upper, like if I turned around and saw Busta Rhymes and Elon Musk, I would be like, yeah, this actually makes sense. So I take a second look and I go, that is Tim Cook. I'm right next to him. I'm right next to Tim Cook. Okay? I'm like, Jesus Christ, I never thought I'd be next to fucking Tim Cook, you know? And I look over to my wife and I'm like, that is Tim Cook. And she was like, I know, I'm not playing the game. And I'm like, oh, shit. So we're sitting here watching Willie Nelson. I'm next to Tim Cook watching Willie Nelson. Dude, I'm such a fucking, like, that's so stupid, dude. That's my life. And we leave. The shit that Kristen thinks of, dude. She says, I was like, I can't believe we're watching Willie Nelson. That's crazy. That's crazy. It could be one of his last concerts. He's 91. He's a legend. We were on the stage with him. And she says, yeah, that was crazy. You know what I bet? And I was like, what? She's like, how much? I bet a Chinese diplomat or like a government official from China would pay me like $1 billion to switch bodies with me and be standing next to Tim Cook, because you know he had an Apple Watch on and they could have like totally hacked it. Dude, that was the takeaway. And I was like, babe, what the fuck are you talking about? And she was like, I mean, they could totally hack it. They probably have this stuff. I was like, yeah. No. The switching bodies part for $1 billion. Could you imagine? Just, we know, Kristen, we have coordinates. You know? We have coordinates. We got to go to, we either go to Chris D'Elia, he's a shitty comedian, or we go to his wife. Might be cool. Let's do that. Next to Tim Cook, we have an Apple Watch. Make sure to bring the mechanism to download all the stuff. Okay, do it. Well, how much does it cost? $1 billion? All right, let's do it. Give it to the made-up bank account that nobody gets? Okay, put it out there. And then they just, okay, start mechanism. Next to Tim Cook, there is Apple Watch. Wow. This amazing Apple Watch. Wow. Then they're just like, roping in the wind. It's like, wow, that guy. Oh, wow, that's Willie Nelson? I thought he died. I guess we don't really know from China his music, but he owned. Oh, wow. Got to get that Apple Watch. That's crazy. It's going to be one of his last shows. That's amazing. Whoa. Wait a minute, got to get back on track here. Standing next to Hardy? Oh, yeah, he's a big deal right now. He's up and coming. What the hell Kendall Jenner doing back here? Oh, wait, hold on a second. I was here for some reason. I forget. Just blowing the... We're about to blow the mission. We only have limited time for $1 billion. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, sorry. Oh, I have tits. I got tits standing next to Hardy. What the? Willie Nelson really? He actually really good. We don't listen to too much country over in China. He's sitting down because he's 91. Wait, where the fuck? Oh, where Tim Cook go? Shit, got lost in the music and the atmosphere. 70,000 people? Wow. Ah, shit, where Tim Cook go? He gets back. You fucked up. I know, but it was amazing. Have you been to Stagecoach? We have to listen to country. Willie Nelson on the guitar. Wow. He's standing right there. Oh, no. Wait. Oh, wait. Okay, I'm here. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm right here. Let me get mechanism. Wait a minute. Is that Willie Nelson on the guitar? Hold on. I didn't know. Wow, look at that sea of people and the Ferris wheel back there. I fucked up, guys. We could have destroyed America. Instead, I was listening to Willie Nelson. It was so good. Anyway, I saw Tim Cook. There were these women in the front row. Because you could see, we could see the people and the people could see us. You know, we were on the side of the backstage and there were these people in the front row, these, you know, younger Mexican women. And they're just like, you know, waving to me, like, you know, and in front of me is Tim Cook and he's just like looking at these Mexican women and he's like, I mean, Tim Cook, he doesn't know who I am. So he's like, and he starts waving to the women and I'm like, oh, fucking Tim Cook is intercepting my fucking fans. And I just didn't wave. I'm like, no matter what happens, I can wave. And then on the way back, I was talking and my wife was like, well, I don't know. I mean, they could have been waving at Tim Cook. And I was like, that is, those people do not know who Tim Cook is, you know, just two people in the front row at a Stagecoach, just sweaty. They've been there for 5 hours, just, I want to leave, but I got this space, so just tits all up against the rail, you know? It's so weird. Just sweating so hard. 9,000 blisters. Yeah, dude. Went to Stagecoach, man. Rocked it. Love it. I'm a country guy, man. I'm gonna start listening to more country. Was there for Morgan Wallen. And, you know, he's a cool dude. God, he's huge, huh? It must have been 120,000 people out there. Comedy doesn't do that, you know? Music really touches people. Like, it's crazy. I was out there listening to Reba McEntire was out there, and I was out in the pit just, like, watching Reba McEntire like I'm not Chris D'Elia. And I was watching it, and I was, Miranda Lambert was there. Miranda Lambert. Miranda Lambert and Adam Sandler. Miranda Lambert and Adam Sandler and Pampers. And so, so I go to the, I'm looking at him and I'm watching, my wife's having a great time and shit. And then like, I'm like, wow, I'm looking at Reba McEntire and I'm looking around and I'm seeing like really like, you know, young, cool people, pretty women, good looking 60-year-old men, older or like middle-aged, like troglodyte looking people, like just fucking ugly, like dregs, you know, like where you're like, is that Jabba the fucking Hutt? And it's just bringing everyone together, you know, no matter how many teeth you have. And like, that's a beautiful thing. Like, music brings you together. One of the most beautiful things about music is it brings you together no matter how many teeth you have. You know? Like, you could have a fucking mouthful of beautiful off-white veneers that look natural. And you could be standing right next to somebody who is 50 years old with three teeth and they haven't brushed them since they were 42. And you're just both there because of the chain smokers, you know? Like, that's the most beautiful thing about music. It really is. I'm looking around and I'm just like, wow, Reba McEntire, I can't believe it. She's 135 years old and she's up there doing her thing. And everyone from young to old is just, you know, whatever song she's singing. I blew up his car on fire. You know what I mean? Whatever the fuck every female country song has to be like, and that's when I stab him in the eyes. And that's when I fucking rip the dick off. That's the last time. He'll take my beer. It's like, whoa, this is not, the fucking punishment doesn't fit the crime. He yelled at me in the car a little louder than his normal voice. He's an abuser. Ripped a dick off. Now gargles his balls. That was the last thing he saw. Blew his car up on fire. Took my keys to his car, put them in his anus, and fucking made him sit down. Raked him over some hot coals because he looked at me sideways. Right? There I was in my Chevrolet, you know. So we're watching Reba McEntire and it's great, man. And Miranda Lambert kills it, dude. Like, I understand it's not my music, but dude, they're killing it. I love to see professional musicians. The number one reason why I like to see professional musicians, and this is the truth, is I love to see them in between their lyrics. I love the mechanism that they have in their head where they're just like, where you see for a split second behind their face, they're like, on a day's work, you know? They're just like, they'll be like, I fucking, you know, I ripped my man's dick off. And then they just go like this. And you see them, you see their face. And before the next line, it's just like, you see them and their face. If you took a snapshot of their face, they could just be at a cafe somewhere, just chilling. And then until they hit that, because he raised his voice, you know? I'm just like, that is the That's awesome, dude. I love that shit. So we had these wristbands, you know, that you kept getting, like, in Stagecoach, they kept getting, you keep getting, there's like 900 different tickets you can get. And they give you a wristband. You don't know what wristband you have on. It just gets you into VIP areas and shit or not, right? And the wristbands we had were the best ones, you know, because we were the artist's guests, right? We had the artist pass. And so, like, we just kept going into different levels. We were like, go in, you know, because the fucking, we park 15 minutes away, and then there's doors. You got to go through the doors. You got to see if your wristband, boop, okay, good, we go. Boop, you keep walking, boop, oh, you keep getting further and further, boop. Pretty soon you'll be the core of the earth. You're like, it's getting fucking hot, you know, boop. And there it is. There's fucking Ernest, you know, in the middle of it, just burning alive. Oh, cool. Luke Grimes. This is great. It's hot. Right? Why is he's a country singer or an actor? I don't really understand. Oh, he's on Yellowstone, so he's got a country album. Okay. Okay. That'd be like if Johnny Paolo had a rap album, but okay. Okay, that's fine. So we get into the level, you get into the Diamond Saloon, you get into that part, then you get into the artist area, and then this is the artist compound, this is where all this shit, dude, you need another level to get on stage, okay? So you walk into the festival, Troglodytes, okay? You walk into the festival, you park, you get out of the car, you see somebody that Jabba the Hutt would be like, ew. About ew, you don't work out, you know, and I wouldn't even eat you. So you go into the next level, you know, people that would be at, you know, Universal Studios, all good. You get into the next wristband level, regular people, where you're like, okay, these people would be like people that maybe would be on the cover of a Spanish textbook or something, you know, or maybe not a cover, but like an inside flap in a wheelchair. You're like, yeah, okay. Sigo de Ruidas, sure. And then you go into the next one, attractive people, start interspersing. You're like, wow. Then you get into the artist compound, bro. Hey, dude, there's guys I'd fuck in there, okay? And, dude, they got chicks that are just like, you want to be like, just 6 foot tall, big lips, look like, you want to be like, dude, hey, did they just make you? Like, out at Stagecoach, just in the, oh, wow, is this what life is like, you know? And then you go onto the back of the stage. Dude. I fucked a guy. The dudes all look like Cindy Crawford's husband, you know? And the women look like hot Jar Jar Binks with big boobs. You know? Just like totally like, whoa, alien chicks. But where did you come from? And it's crazy how much better looking stuff gets when you get to the core of the earth, when you get to the money, you know what I'm talking about? It's wild, dude. It is wild. We were at Ernest's birthday party, and Wiz Khalifa was there for some reason. Wiz Khalifa is like country. I don't know. Like, you know, like Post Malone and Wiz Khalifa all of a sudden are just like, ah, psych. You know, Wiz Khalifa is 9 feet tall and was there. And it's, I I got imposter syndrome, man, because I'm like, oh, dude, I don't want to meet him. He'll hate me. You know? Well, yeah. I need to go on my... I need to log that in my anger app. But yeah. It was cool, man. Those houses in near the fucking... I guess that's a destination, Indio. Was that? Oh, yeah. His kid did the cutest thing. Ryman, Ernest's kid, did the cutest thing. I was like, all right, buddy, well, I'm going to go. And I went to go give him a pound, and he goes like this. He comes up to me and hugs my fist, and I'm like, oh, my God. And then he puts my fist to the side and hugs me. And I was like, oh, my God, that's so cute. I miss my kids. I can't believe how nice fucking country people are. Like, it's wild. Those are my... I want to be a country artist, man. I'd be so bad at it, dude. I don't know how they sing so hard and so good and loud, you know, and do it night after night and just killing it. Because I'm like... You know, I was talking to Hardy. I was like, dude, how do you do this? It's so crazy you can do this. He's like, we do the same thing. And I'm like, nah, really, dude. I'm just doing jokes. But like, to put a whole song together and have to keep singing it and sound good. And he was like, I mean, I guess it's just, you know, I don't do that and he doesn't do what I do. But like, it's just, that's such a talent to do that. Like, I joke around about how I don't listen to... Well, I mean, I don't listen to music, but I joke around about how, like, I don't ever want to be listening to music. Well, I mean, I don't ever want to be listening to music. But you know what I mean? Like, it's such a talent. And it really brings people together, man. When I was standing there looking at Reba and all the troglodytes, and also talking to people just dancing with her, I'm just like, wow, that's great. And I never wanted to be a singer. I never wanted... They always say comedians wanted to secretly be rock stars, and they're just comedians because they can't be rock stars. I was just like, that's not true. And it's still not true for me. But, like, you see Morgan Wallen up there and, like, Hardy and Ernest and all those dudes, and they're just playing in front of Jelly Roll in front of 100,000 people, and you're just, like, they're singing his songs, you know? It's a weird world, bro, because you're, like, to see both sides of it, to see the... Because I still, you know, I understand I'm a comedian, and I know that, like, yeah, look, I have fans, and I have, you know, people think... I'm a celebrity and shit. And like, but like, to be on the celebrity side of it, like, I don't think of myself that way. So I still like think of myself as like, I shouldn't be here, you know? And then I'm like, dude, everyone else thinks that too, you know? Like Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox were there. Maybe they think that too, you know? Like Megan Fox, the most famous fucking person in the world. And then she's like, and she's actually said she listens to the podcast, which is so fucking cool. She was super nice. The two of them are really cool. He's got those sleeves. And the chest. And I was like, bro, how did you do that? I'm like a pussy with my little airplane tattoo. But yeah, Megan Fox, super nice and shit. And like, I'm just like, do they feel like they should be there? I understand, like, there's quite a few steps from me to a lot of these other stars. But, like, I'm like, it's so fucking weird to be there. Because you're also just, like, there's that whole thing where it's like, this is the life. This is the desirable. You get to, like, hang out with all these people. You get to, like, be in the club, you know? And I know what it feels like to be in the club and out of the club. And ultimately, it's not what's important. What's important is like family and friends. And it's so weird to think of like, I'm just fucking, the difference in being here and there is 100 feet, you know? And people can let it go to their heads. Be like, I'm an artist. I'm in the artist lounge. I'm in the fucking, I got the wristband or whatever. It makes me start to feel so weird about it, dude. I start to feel so weird about it. So, you know, you just go back to like, wow, I'm really grateful to, you know, I'm really grateful. Like, this is cool. I'm at the place where people who are at the top of their game are doing their thing, and I get to experience it in a different way, and I get to experience them as a person, and I get to see kind of like behind the scenes of it, and like how they work and how they do it and how professional they are. And it's really cool. And just everybody, like, shout out to everybody who like was there. Like, Hardy's team is amazing. Taylor and you know, his wife Callie, and just like the other band members were just like so hospitable, and like it was inspiring. Actually, it really was inspiring. It was inspiring to see these guys do that. And you know, Morgan Wallen and Ernest and Jelly Roll. And I don't do that, you know. I fucking go up and tell dick jokes to way less people. But it's just like, it inspired me to be nice and good, and like make people feel good, because like they really made me feel good, dude. And they made my wife feel good, and they, you know, it's like, it's so cool. I just feel really grateful. I don't know. Is that corny to say? I mean, I know it's not, you know, I know, I get it. People think I'm dicks. Like, I'm a dick because I'm on a podcast always complaining. But, like, that's not, I mean, I don't understand. That's funny, but that's all not. Like, I'm also, like, the other way. Like, people just walk up to me and be like that old Eddie Murphy joke where people are like, hey, fuck you. Like, people just come up to me and be like, fuck you, bro. You know? And you're just like, okay. I don't know. Oh, I should call. You know what? It's David Sullivan's birthday. It's David Sullivan's birthday. I'm going to call him. He's not going to pick up. If he doesn't pick up, that's embarrassing for me. How do I...
You still a stagecoach boy?
Dude, yeah, I'm a stagecoach boy. Hey, listen, I'm on my podcast, but I am calling you because it's your birthday, and I wanted to do this on the podcast and say happy birthday, dude.
Oh man, that's nice of you.
Yeah, man.
Okay?
Dude, am I okay? Let me tell you something, man. I was at Stagecoach. That fucking place opened my eyes, dude. Guess what I am right now?
Are you a cowboy?
I'm country, and I'm a nice boy.
You're country? Yeah, you're a nice boy, because you never call me.
Dude.
Especially, you're changed, huh?
I'm so good, and like I'm so happy with how great Stagecoach made me.
Yeah?
Yeah, man, and I'm just calling you to say happy birthday. I know you're country through and through, man, and we're just both crazy country, man.
Dude, we're both crazy country now, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've been a little country myself, but you just turned country this weekend.
Which means I probably got more country than you, because I'm like crazy. You're like probably deluded from all the living of, you know, like the life. Me, I'm just in it. I'm a newborn, and I'm just so soaking it in, dude.
Man, even your voice is different.
Why am I so great right now?
Oh gosh, I mean, you sound like you're from the hills of Arkansas. Arkansas.
Exactly.
Like, it might be the Southern Georgia.
Exactly, boy. Now, here's what we're going to need to do, dude. You're in Texas right now, right?
I am.
All right, you're going to need to leave and come back, and we need to watch some movies late at night, man. I don't want you to be there anymore.
I'm at my brother's this week, and then I'm going to go see my mom probably next week, and then I'll be back probably like Tuesday or Wednesday.
Stop.
So we'll watch some movies.
Stop running from something, man. You're always traveling. You're running from something.
No, man, I'm always running to things, not from things.
Dude, it's so country to have a saying, huh? Like that?
Yeah, man, yeah. I'm just running to it.
All right, you're running to it, huh? Well, yeah, I wanted to wish you a happy birthday and, you know, and say I love you, bud, and I'm country too, dude.
Yeah, dude, keep saying nice things. Let's see how many nice things you can say.
All right,
say,
I'm sure I'll be...
Happy birthday.
I'm sure I'll be...
Anything else?
No, I'm sure I'll be pissed off by the time you get back here.
All right, buddy, I'll talk to you
later. All right, see you, bro.
All right, see you.
Congratulations, very own, David Sullivan. Young Gravy was there, too. He's so tall. I got to post the pictures. I already posted the pictures of Stagecoach, and I didn't get the pictures of Young Gravy yet, and now I just got them, so I'll post them later. I feel bad I didn't include And I didn't post the pictures of Willie Nelson. No, whatever. Who cares? Yeah. Well, thank you very much, guys. That's it for the episode. If you want to watch the rest of the episode, not on YouTube, on Patreon, go to patreon.com/Chris D'Elia, and you can watch the whole rest of the episode. And sign up for the Patreon. And we got that Brian Callen episode that's up too. You can sign up for the Patreon. We got stuff on Patreon. Every month we have an extra episode on Patreon. So go check it out, guys. Thank you very much.